listening to John and Raheel with Dell on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John and Raheel with Dell.
All right, welcome back. You know that music. Time to bring in the head coach of the Texas Tech Red Raiders, who fought valiantly, came up just a bit short against West Virginia on Saturday in Lubbock. Head coach with us right now, Cliff Kingsbury on ESPN 97.5. What's up, coach?
Not too much. How are y'all?
Doing well. First, did you see Kiki QT's numbers yesterday?
I did. That was fun to watch. We get to catch the end of it as we were kind of game planning around here. And the kid can go now. I'm telling you, he's a special talent and has a special mentality. One of the most competitive humans I've ever been around.
Man. What were his hands like?
Really good. Yeah, he's just for a smaller receiver, he plays big. He'll attack the ball. Very quick, great sense of spatial awareness and kind of the total package. Has a great knack for getting open.
He wasn't a punt return. You tried him at punt return, though, didn't you?
Yeah, he could do it. He could get the kick return, punt return. He was so valuable to us, and he played so many snaps on offense that we kind of opted not to.
Oh, okay. Man,
and you could tell from the offense that Bill O'Brien's like just been waiting for him to get out there. And you know, he had his injury stuff getting into his game, but now he's healthy. He's ready to go. But just seeing how he used him, you could just tell from a coaching standpoint, a guy like that gets you excited to create a game plan.
There's no doubt. You could tell that really helped the quarterback as a security blanket. Bunch of easy completions to him, and he's the type of player that can turn a 5-yard pass into 50 real quick, and it was fun to watch. It looked like what he was doing out here.
Yeah, good. That hamstring is healed, and hopefully he's
got a pretty good guy to learn from there in Wes Welker too. He was pretty decent in the slot himself.
Not too bad.
Yes, sir.
Not too bad at all. All right, let's talk about your game. How is Alan Bowman doing?
He's out for a bit. You know, it ended up being a partially collapsed lung, so they had to take him from the stadium to the hospital, and he's still being evaluated, still being observed, and hopefully, you know, he'll heal up quick and we can get him back with us.
Never. There's and partially collapsed. I don't care how much of it is collapsed. That's a bad.
No doubt.
Yeah. So that's tough. But you think he might come back?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure of a timetable, but you know, at some point we should have him back.
Hmm. Coach, can I ask you, when an injury like that happens and a guy has to be taken out of the stadium, are you getting updates throughout the game, or is this just something that you're focused on the game and then you worry about after?
Yeah, you know what's going on, but they'll just basically say, hey, we're going to take him out of here. Go get him looked at the hospital. And then after the game, you get caught up on all the, you know, findings.
Okay. Yeah. So you bring in Jet Duffy. He's a sophomore, true sophomore?
Redshirt sophomore.
See, and here's the tough part about college football. You know, we see Ian Book at Notre Dame. He was their fifth string guy, and now he's their starter. We saw what happened with Kelly Bryant. He leaves Clemson for first half that he's gone. You lose Trevor Lawrence, and you right. Wish you had Kelly Bryant back. Here's Jet Duffy looking, oh my God, here's a freshman quarterback, and I'm sitting here as a redshirt sophomore watching him play. So that's got to be a kid that, you know, he got to have some patience sitting there. I wonder if I'm ever going to get my time.
No doubt. And it usually, you know this, it usually works out the way it's supposed to. If you stick it out, you persevere, you work hard, you know, your opportunity usually finds its way to you. And Jet's done that. You know, he's a very talented player. You can see some of the plays he was making on Saturday. You know, he brought us back and gave us a chance to win at the end and competed his tail off. So we're excited to see how he can develop. I said it at beginning of the year, I think we have three guys that can play at a high level in the Big 12, and luckily for us, you know, we've needed all three.
Yeah, and it was, man, that was a hell of a second half. Your defense did a great job. We were talking about earlier, that's 2 weeks in a row now, shutting down Oklahoma State, now West Virginia, with a Heisman candidate in Will Grier. Second half, you just hold them to basically nothing, make it life a living hell, and that defense did a great job, man.
Second half. You know, we got to start faster. You can't get down. He was hot early, and we weren't able to slow them down. And offensively, we turned the ball over three times against a top 12 team with that offense. It's going to be hard to win that game. But I felt like our guys fought. I felt like we made some good halftime adjustments and gave ourselves a chance. And you know, in the Big 12, anything can happen in that second half. And we just have to keep getting better.
Is McClain Carter an option at all?
He's still working through some stuff, so I'm hoping that we'll have him, but he's not available as of yet.
Yeah. Well, but it did have to give you – I know that they jumped out early, and that's awfully – but that they kept on fighting the way that they did defensively, that was sweet.
It was. I think that shows that we've made some progress with the culture and the mindset, and you never want to get down like that. But in past years, I'm not sure we would have stood up and got that thing turned around when the momentum was rolling like that. And they're a very good offense. Will Greer is, you know, one of the top players in the country. They got three receivers that can play for anybody. Jake does a tremendous job scheming people up. So you got to take your hat off to them for their fast start, but I thought our kids fought hard.
You know, Jet did a great job second half, and as you mentioned, kept you guys in the game, you know, potential game-tying drive. He throws the interception, ends up being a pick six. What do you tell a kid after that? Because without him, you're not in that position, but that, you know, that was a costly turnover.
Yeah, I think, you know, we have open dialogue and honest dialogue, and he understands that those are the plays we got to eliminate from his game, and he's going to work hard to do that. You know, he has all the extra playmaking ability, has phenomenal talent, but it's two throws a game you got to take out of your system to be able to play in this league, and we're excited to see if he can do it. I know it's fun to watch him play. I was really, really proud of the way he competes. That's what you want. He put it on the line for his teammates. He's diving, he's running, he's doing everything he can to win that game, and he gained a lot of respect in our locker room.
Yeah, we got Cliff Kingsbury with us here on ESPN 97.5. Do you like this? It's not really a bye week because you got to play on Thursday. How do you go about this now?
Yeah, it was good for us. The timing came at a good time. You know, we had our running back banged up, Daylon Ward, and TJ Vasher, you know, one of our top wideouts, a big guy out there at Z, wasn't able to play last week. So hopefully we can get those two guys healed up and you know, give McClain a few days to see if we can get him ready to go. So I think it was good. You know, it makes the weekend not a full weekend off, but it gives us a chance to take a breath during the week, get healed up, and get ahead to TCU.
So if McClain comes back, he moves right back in?
We'll see. I want to make sure he feels 100%. You know, his game is a little bit different. He can run and move, and he's a mobile player, and so he's got to be full speed to be effective. So I'm going to see where he's at middle of this week.
Is this Dana's best team?
I think, you know, offensively, yeah. Defensively, you know, they had a run there with some real NFL guys, and Coach Gibson does a tremendous job schematically. I'm not sure if they have that level of player, but they're playing really well together. So he'll have a shot to, you know, to beat anybody. There's no question. So we'll see how it goes.
What did Dana say after the game to you when you guys shook hands?
We don't say much.
Yeah,
it's just understood. I don't think either of us loved playing that game. You know, I'm great friends with Jake as well, and Tyron Carrier is the receivers coach who I coach at University of Houston. So anytime you go against friends, it's not always that much fun.
Hey, no. Good win. Hey, that was a tough one.
That's pretty much.
Cliff's not jumping on it.
That's it.
What are you going to do this weekend?
Not too much. We'll recruit. We're going to practice most of this week, and then we'll get out Thursday and Friday and go see some high school games and recruit. And then Saturday will be like a Sunday practice for us. So we'll get right back to it on Saturday and roll through Thursday.
Oh, so, yeah, see, that's why it's not – that's why when you got a Thursday game the next – it's not really like a bye week, is it?
You don't get the weekend off.
No. No.
Not chilling on the couch watching football.
Right. Watching football or Netflix or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
Big game tonight, though. Speaking of sitting on the couch.
Yeah, man, tonight, we were talking about this is must watch TV. Like the Chiefs offense and Mahomes, like everyone's excited to watch it.
It's going to be fun. And then obviously, you know, Case Keenum, they got a really good team as well. So two really good players going at each other. And it's going to be fun.
Who are you rooting for?
The offense. High scoring affair. That's all I want.
You want to see 56-55. That's all. All right. Well, we'll let you go. We appreciate you, man. A tough one. Bounce back, and we will talk to you again next week.
Thanks, fellas.
There he is. There's Cliff Kingsbury.